This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh.
Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
Well, how else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR, and we are off with a new year here of Trivia Friday. Well, I guess technically last Friday started the new year. Ed Battagliano with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, Jasper, sits across the way here.
Good Happy morning. New Year. This is going to be my last time to say it. And we're 10 days into a brand new year, and we've got to be real careful with the weather. When they start to give the weather names, you know it's going to be nasty. Winter Storm Isaiah, a lot of snow for those of you up north, and ice, and it's going to be nasty, and then pretty horrific for the southern states. They're talking about 70-mile-an-hour winds, possible tornadoes, 4 inches of rain, whole lot of flooding. So batten down the hatch this weekend across the country.
The good news, JJ's back with us again, ladies and gentlemen, for another year here.
JJ Cantori.
Here on America's Family Radio.
Yellow Jim Cantori.
Got any earthquakes or maybe lava flow to report, JJ? Maybe?
Feel free to break in during the show. Let me stand in front of this green screen. Okay, you got this lava flow here coming down from the northern hemisphere.
In other news, five puppies were killed.
Right, my word. Okay, Trivia Friday, it is on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
JJ with a mouthful of coffee.
Mid-coffee there. Okay, we're going to ask three questions each, and I got riddles. JJ and Ed got trivia, so we're kind of mixing the two. And then we're going to let you call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. You answer one of ours, and you ask us a question. So I'm going to give you the phone number now. We do have a two-month waiting period between calls to be on the air with us. So, because we have so many new people that want to get on, we want to allow them an opportunity to do so. So here's the phone number to call us if you haven't been on with us in the last 8 weeks. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. That's our phone number. What else do we need to tell them, Ed?
Well, we do have a mystery question. One of the nine questions, three of each of us, is going to be a mystery question. And what that means is, if you answer that question correctly, you will hear this sound.
And that is the beloved cowbell.
That's the sound that indicates that Mississippi State has a new football coach.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Pope, you know, when they lose the smoke out the chimney.
The election of a new Pope.
So Mississippi State hires a new football coach, the cowbell rings. And, so anyway.
Mike somebody or other.
Leach. Mike Leach is the new our new coach.
He could be listening right now.
You never know.
Hey, coach, welcome.
You never know. All right, so what is that? The cowbell
means? What the cowbell means is you have answered the mystery question correctly, and you have won, as a result of that, a brand new Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. And by brand new, we mean it's never been worn by anybody. And you'll be the first one to wear it.
That's not exactly true. I wore it three times.
So when it says shipping and handling, that
means just three times
you handled it.
No, I'm kidding. We haven't worn these T-shirts. They're as Ed says, they're brand new. So we'll send them out.
We'll send one to the winner. Now we're holding it up for those of you who are watching online. You can do that at either Facebook or YouTube. You just search for Today's Issues and click through, and you will see our lovely faces. And some of you see us wearing.
That's a stretch.
Yes, it is. We are holding up the T-shirt. If you want to take a look at this T-shirt and or buy it, let's say you don't want to risk not answering the mystery question since you don't know which one it is, you can go to afastore.net, take a look at the Trivia Friday T-shirt. Mm-hmm. You might want to buy one. Mm-hmm. They're $15 a piece, For today only, since it is January 10th, and the country is going to be destroyed by storms, as JJ pointed out.
We're having a end of the world sale.
Yes, that's right. Today. So $15 each, or today only.
Oh man,
$30 for two.
Hey, so. And these, as we say in the South, these shirts are brand spanking new.
Brand spanking
new. I don't understand where the spanking has anything to do with something being new, but that's just a Southern
expression.
Colloquialism.
All right, I think have we addressed everything we need to
absolutely. Right. Should we go with our questions?
I think so. Go ahead.
All right. Here are my three questions. The electric chair was invented by a dentist. Oh. Is that true or false? Mm. Second question. The word taser is actually an acronym. What do the letters stand for?
I'll say, we started out with frying people. tasing people.
That's right.
Hey, what else you got there?
Okay.
Another happy question.
All right. Here, a clouder, a glaring, or a kindle are names for a group of what kind of animals?
Kind of clouder animals. I thought that was like a reading on your computer.
Well, the kindle also stands for that, yeah. But a clouder, glaring, or a kindle are names for a group of what kind of animals? If you and your wife, having breakfast, looking out the back window.
You open the blinds and you see
a clouder.
Wow.
Or you see a glaring or a kindle.
What are you looking at?
You say, that is a group of what?
Right.
Good.
Right.
Good. That's it.
What do you got, JJ?
Here's what I've got. First question.
Better not be moles, by the way. It's not moles, right?
No. Thankfully.
Okay. Go ahead, JJ.
First question. What board game's tokens include a rope, a lead pipe, and a candlestick?
Get a rope.
What board game's tokens include a rope, a lead pipe, and a candlestick? Maybe you got some board games for Christmas. We're three baby boomers, so that was a big part of our childhood.
Board games, yeah.
Second question, what is the name now of the city in India formerly known as Bombay? What is the name now of the city in India formerly known as Bombay?
And by the way, whatever this city's name is, that's where I get my IT help if I have something wrong with my phone.
Mr. Vitagliano.
Thank you for calling.
My name is Billy.
Daniel. This is Daniel. Thank you for the calling. Your call is somewhat important to us. Thank you for the holding.
I think we're culturally misappropriating somewhere.
We're breaking some rule. I can tell you that.
Unpolitically
PC
correct.
PC police are going to call.
Hey, third question.
Like nobody mocks Southerners, right? Yeah, we don't get our feelings hurt.
Third question is true or false. In 1911, National League umpires were ordered to take eye tests as standard procedure for their job. Is that true or false? In 1911, National League umpires were ordered to take eye tests as standard procedure for their jobs. True or false? Mm.
All right, here are my three riddles they are. What goes up and down but never moves?
All right.
What goes up and down but never moves?
See, we can't make
funny
comments.
You did that last week, I think. Was that last week's?
I wasn't even here last week.
Then it probably wasn't.
Good analysis.
See, we can't make funny comments about these because we might accidentally answer the question correctly.
I know. And all right, here's the second riddle. How is Europe like a frying pan?
Didn't you ask that last week?
No, I didn't because, Ed, I wasn't here last
week. You know,
week.
That's funny that you would say that because President Trump mentioned that in his speech last night in Ohio.
How is Europe like a frying pan?
Right.
All right, how is Europe like a frying pan? That's number two. Number three, all right, pay close attention.
Here we go.
How can you throw a ball as hard as you can to only have it come back to you, even if it doesn't bounce off anything?
Here's the deal. I've done it at the county fair many times. I showed up and that hawker was saying, get three of these balls and throw to win a big giant stuffed teddy bear. Well, I felt as confused as a chameleon in a bag of Skittles. But I hurled back and threw that ball and it come back and hit me on the noggin. And just to answer your riddle, I've seen it happen more than once at the county fair.
Oh, my goodness. All right, did y'all get my question there?
I can't remember.
Not exactly.
Ed and,
no, I'm
Ed
stuck
and
on
two
the,
of you, JJ?
I'm stuck on the fairway. Go
hey,
back
listen,
to your,
I'll say it one more time. How can you throw a ball as hard as you can
okay.
to only have it come back to you, even though it doesn't bounce off anything? Okay? Hmm. Everybody got that?
Yeah. I don't know
that's
the answer to it, but I...
All yeah. right, there you go.
Clever.
To the phones we go. America is calling.
Is calling and waiting. We go to Texas, and Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Well, Benjamin, thank you for asking. I'm doing great.
Happy New Year, Benjamin.
Absolutely. Where are you calling from, Texas?
From Eddy, Texas, about 30 miles south of Waco.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for calling, brother. Go right ahead.
I'd like to do both, but first I want to say, are you sure Ed's second question isn't talking about a law firm?
What's the question,
Ed? A law firm about the word taser? Oh,
no,
you
about the
Clouder, Glaring, and Kendall?
Ah, that's good.
Yes, that's good, Benjamin. I would let them represent me.
Yeah, that's right.
If I was going to sue CNN, I'd want Clouder, Taser, and that other boy. Yeah. I'd want them going to bat for me.
They were a good mellow rock band, too, from the late 70s that a lot of people
Clouder, Glaring,
about.
And Kendall.
Yeah, Crosby, yeah. Stills, and Nash. And,
yeah.
And them, they, and
Clouder,
opened, they opened for them.
Glaring and Kendall. Kendall, she had a wonderful voice.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah, you're excellent. Talking about.
All right, Benjamin, which question do you want to try to answer?
Your true or false question about the electric chair.
All right, here's the question, Benjamin. The electric chair mm-hmm. was invented by a dentist. Is that true or false?
That is 100% true.
That is true.
Yes, it is true.
And no one's surprised by that.
How'd that happen? Do you know the story?
I don't know the story. Alfred P. Southwick, uh-huh. boy, that doesn't sound like the name of somebody who's always in trying to invent something, was a steamboat engineer, a dentist, and otherwise just a general inventor. And he is credited with inventing the electric chair for legal executions.
Do you get royalties off that?
You mean per
electric chair sold? Is there like an heiress?
I don't know. An electric chair heiress?
Yeah. You know, like Paris Hilton is for the Hilton.
The Southwick.
Yeah, yeah.
Money.
I'm just saying,
yeah,
you know,
the
you
Southwick
money.
Foundation.
$1,000 for every electric chair you sell, something like that.
You know, the thing is, I mean, how many electric chairs are there? I mean, like states would have, so it wouldn't be a whole
They're
lot.
They're going to last a long time.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Hey, Benjamin, do you know that off the top of your head? You have to look that up or what?
I had to look it up.
All right. Well,
okay,
hey.
Good.
We encourage that
research.
Research. What's your question for us, Benjamin?
All right. It's a multiple choice question. Where did Cadillac hide the gas cap in the 1958 Cadillac Coupe DeVille? Is it A, inside the trunk, B, under the hood ornament, C, under the taillight, or D, behind the license plate?
Boys, I'll take this one. I'm All a right. car aficionado, wannabe. It was under the taillight.
Benjamin, that's we're going to go with
that's
JJ's.
It's called an answer, Benjamin, right there.
All right, that's correct.
Wow, all right. How'd you know that? Do you know this?
Just some, you know, quirky things about cars.
Yeah.
And I worked at a gas station for a little season in high school. And, boy, they would have, back then, they'd have a lot of them under the license plate.
Yeah, that's what I was going
but
to guess.
But there were a couple of models that I looked and said, okay, I give up. And it was under the, you flip up the taillight. And there it is under the taillight.
Well, the Cadillac you come at the gas?
Yeah, the gas. Yeah, you just flip the taillight up just kind of like the Batmobile. And then unscrew the thing
I
and put the gas
I never saw that.
In.
Now, I did see the one on the license plate. You know what? My car, which is a year old or less, doesn't have a cap.
They're doing that on the new ones.
There's no cap.
I rented a car I said, man, somebody has left the gas cap off of this. But then the next time I rented a new car, it was the same thing. So I said, okay, they're just doing it like that.
There's no gas cap. You don't have to, you just... you have
so
to no, see it.
So must be some way of sealing it
yeah.
further on down.
Yeah.
Well, to me, nothing says safety more than having an electric wire near where you put your gas cap, your gas in. You know what I'm saying? What could go wrong there?
I tell you.
Well, hey, Benjamin, have a great weekend, buddy. Happy New Year again. Hope this is a fruitful year for you.
Thank you, Benjamin.
It's been a while since I've seen this, but I've seen this four or five times in the last 10 years or so, these people who smoke cigarettes while they pump gas. Have you seen these geniuses?
Yes.
I actually leave the gas station to go somewhere else. When I would you drive up and they're sitting there puffing on a cigarette 3 feet away from their gas.
Yeah, with a big sign there on the gas pumps, you know, it says "Do not smoke."
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have other things I could say about these people, but I won't do it at this time.
I think we're all thinking it.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Go ahead, JJ. You're thinking?
No, I'm ready to go to
Ruby.
Have
you seen these people?
I have. I'm right there with you. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, how about Ruby from Kansas? Hello, Ruby.
Good morning, Professor.
Happy New Year.
And by the way, you did ask that one riddle a couple weeks ago.
I thought Tim did.
Well, which one did I ask?
You asked about it goes up.
What goes up
down.
And never goes down?
That was the last time
well,
we were all
don't give
three
the
together.
Answer away because there's some people may still. I don't remember it.
So. I've got several.
I know the answer, but I'm going to answer the. I'm going to do both. Wow. And I think I'll try for the board game.
Here's the question, Ruby. What board game's tokens include a rope, a lead pipe, and a candlestick?
I believe it's Clue.
Oh, hey, right. Ruby.
The beloved cowbell.
Cowbell. Do you know what that means, Ruby? Mm.
Has she won one before?
Yes, I know what it means. And you know what? My son-in-law won me a T-shirt. And I won a T-shirt once, too, and I just paid it forward. So we're going to pay this one forward.
Well, how sweet of you. Yeah. Thank
you,
Ruby.
So the next person to answer a question correctly gets your T-shirt, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Ruby. Hey, did you ever
either
play?
That or she didn't like the T-shirt.
Did you ever play Clue?
I do like my T-shirt. I love my T-shirt, but I don't need
I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Did you ever play Clue, the board game Clue, growing up?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, a lot of people played Monopoly and Aggravation and Yahtzee. And, yeah, the
Clue was Clue. The one with Mr. Captain Mustard in the closet.
That's the only one I didn't play. I don't think I played one
My
time.
My sisters liked it. I played it once or twice, but I didn't care for Clue.
Yeah.
Ruby.
There wasn't enough what was violence.
Ruby, what was your favorite board game growing up?
Probably like Monopoly.
Yeah, Monopoly was a big favorite.
We could get kind of cutthroat playing that.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. We did too.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy, I mentioned this before, but I had a good friend, my childhood friend growing up. We would, if I'd stay over at his house or he'd stay over at my house on Friday night, we'd play Monopoly till 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Right. We did
it
that.
It was one of those things where it was me and him and maybe another guy. And we got to the almost where you're ready to win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you felt sorry for the.
Yeah. Right.
You felt sorry for your buddy.
You're about to bankrupt him.
Because he's about to lose, and you're about to cause him to go bankrupt. And so you let him give him an IOU or something like
right.
that.
Right, we did that.
What's the
point? We'd give a loan.
That put another hour onto your game there. So anyway.
Thankfully, the game of Risk never took very long. Said no one.
Said no one ever.
Hey, Ruby, what's your question for us?
Oh, okay. You know the cartoon Johnny Quest?
Oh, yes. Love cartoon? Johnny Quest, yeah.
Yes.
I did too. What was the name of Johnny's little dog?
Well, one of the people was Haji.
That was his friend.
The dog, I think, was Bandit.
It was Bandit.
Bandit.
Bandit, that's right.
That's my team right there.
I like that show.
I love the music. The music to it. Oh, man.
I don't remember the music, but I remember it being ahead of its time, you know, with boats that would raise up out of the water. And,
yeah.
And I think they had tasers and things back then.
Yeah. We're going to see if we can.
Professor and what was that professor?
Professor and Marianne.
Marianne. Yeah.
That's a different. Yeah.
Yeah, no. They were stranded. They went out for a 3-hour cruise.
Professor in the garden with
but
a revolver.
They had an awful lot of clothes with them for a 3-hour cruise.
That's you're exactly right. Ruby, have a wonderful year. Thank you so much for your love and your prayers and your support of AFA and AFR.
All right.
So you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. And let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. I'm going to have to add one, but here's the first two that I will ask are what I have left. The word TASER is actually an acronym. What do the letters stand for? Hmm. Second question, a clouder, a glaring, or a kindle are names for a group of what kind of animals? And I'll add this one. This is a pasta question. What is the literal meaning of the Italian word linguine? What is the literal meaning of the Italian word linguine?
Mm-hmm. Here's what I've got. First question, what is the name now of the city in India formerly known as Bombay? Second question, true or false, in 1911, National League umpires were ordered to take eye tests as standard procedure for their job. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. This is a Bible question from the Old Testament. How many of Job's friends comforted him? And I'm going to put quotes on friends and air quotes on comforted.
Yeah.
How many of Job's friends comforted him?
I wonder if that's where the expression with friends like you.
Who needs enemies?
Is that where that started?
Maybe. Huh. You know, I'll tell you what is in Job. They said, you're hanging in there by the skin of your teeth. That's actually there in Job. So there's so many things that people say today, like scapegoat, and you just a plethora of things you would not know that come right from the Bible.
Okay, I've been told. I already gave this question a few weeks ago. I'd forgotten I did, but I'll pitch it out there again for those who didn't get
listening.
To hear it. What goes up and down but never moves? Number two, how is Europe like a frying pan? Think about that.
That has to do with linguine.
I think so.
I had a good friend, Alfredo Linguini, and in high
school.
Was
he from Greece?
No, he's from Italy.
Okay, number three. All right, pay attention to this one. It's like a long question. How can you throw a ball as hard as you can to only have it come back to you like a boomerang, even if it doesn't bounce off anything? How does that happen? So there are my three questions. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I think, can we go to break early, Brent? Let's do that instead of getting started with another call. So here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. And if you want to watch, as Ed says, this here show, you can go to Facebook or YouTube and just simply type in today's issues and join us there. We're going to take a short break, and then we shall return with more brain-expanding questions
Come on.
And answers.
Come on.
All right.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Well, 2020 is here, and I hope you're having a wonderful first of the new year. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, coming up in June and September, we have our annual Spiritual Heritage Tours, and they are filling up fast. We're probably going to be full for June by March. We'll probably be full for September by June. So if you want to go with us on this very special tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, and also a separate tour of Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. And join us, along with historian Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation. You just need to order a brochure from us or go online. Just go online to spiritualheritagetours.com, spiritualheritagetours.com. For a free brochure, call 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, option 5.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. A new survey proves what I've been telling you folks for the past decade. Our public schools are making our kids more stupid. According to a Morning Consult Politico survey, only 28% of registered voters could correctly identify Iran on a map of the world. And the numbers were even lower among Generation Z and millennial voters. Some of the youngsters actually thought Iran was located somewhere between Dallas, Texas and Memphis, Tennessee. That's not Iran, kids. It's Arkansas. Spencer Brown is a spokesman for Young America's Foundation. They're dedicated to teaching young people about what it means to be a conservative. And he blames public schools, says another poll showed that students can't even name the three branches of government. So here's a thought. Instead of teaching sex education and gender identity, how about the schools carve out some time to teach the kids about civics and geography? Be sure to download my brand new podcast, lots of great conversation for free at toddstarnes.com.
That's the theme song to Johnny Quest. It was action-packed, man. It was really good in animation. I really liked it.
Johnny Quest, they had what was his specialty? Just a fast car?
No. Johnny Quest was actually the boy.
I'm thinking about Speed Racer.
Yeah, you think about Speed Racer. And then his dad and
was like a doctor, he was like a scientist.
Yeah.
And the little boy, he was a scientist, but he was also kind of like a 007 agent. They were the good guys, and they offered good lessons. And his son had a little, I think a boy from India, named Haji and the dog Bandit.
Yeah. But
pretty cool.
Haji. And there was always bad guys and like robots and monsters.
That was probably a late 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think they were really ahead of their time in terms of all the gadgets that they would come out with.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, and we are going to go back to the phones, Ed.
Well, let's go back to Texas, shall we? Orban is on the line. Orban, welcome to Trivia Friday. Orban apparently is a robot.
No, actually, Orban's orbiting.
Good morning, professors. Did y'all get that?
It sounded like Morse code.
That's what it was. That was my call letters in Morse code. I always wanted to get on your radio station and send my Morse code telegraph from my license.
Well, you did it. Hey, Orban.
Wow, that's cool.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Okay, I want to try that one about the true-false about the umpire.
Here's the question. In 1911, National League umpires were ordered to take eye tests as standard procedure for their job. Is that true or false?
Okay, I have no idea, but it sounds to me like common sense, horse sense, would require that, so I'm going to say it's true.
Orban, it's 100% true.
Wow. All right.
I was telling my wife about this before the show. She said, well, it seems to me they should do that today. I hope they do that today.
I think that sometimes they should do it mid-game.
I want you to give that umpire.
Yeah, instead of stopping for a 3-minute replay,
yes,
we're going to stop for a 3-minute eye test.
And it's going to be on the big Jumbotron.
And
too.
I'm hearing now where they're open to having like a computer watching for balls and strikes and stuff, that they're open for that.
Yeah.
They do all the other things, you know, to see if somebody steals second and all the other. But as far as coming in balls and strikes, that a computer, you know, I mean, that a camera does that to eliminate
for,
all
for
the
professional
guesswork.
Baseball.
Yes.
Now, Orban, being the first one to answer the question correctly, right, has won himself a T-shirt.
Hey, Orban, how about that? You just won a T-shirt thanks to our other caller.
That's right,
Ruby. Hey, I think.
Hey guys, you know what? I've won those shirt before, and I wear those when I go into Walmart. And you've let me play my harmonica on there before. I walk through Walmart shopping playing my harmonica with that shirt on and get a lot of response.
Oh, okay.
All right. You want another one, or you want us to give it to somebody else?
I would like to put that up for the caller that will win that, since I already have one.
Okay. Well, thank you, Orban.
And let me tell folks, if they don't know, if they're new to AFR, what we're talking about is our Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt, which is available.
Good looking, athletic,
gray. You're going to like this and wear it. And you, as Orban does, other folks who listen to Trivia Friday in your community will comment. So you can go to afastore.net, afastore.net, and order yours for $15. Our special we got going on, as Ed says, $30 for two.
Right.
$15 plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, Orban, you're going to pay it forward. You're going to give this shirt to somebody who promises to wear it, playing their harmonica as they go through Walmart. Is that what I heard?
Yes, sir. I'd like to put that challenge out.
Okay. The harmonica, it's called the harmonica challenge. Mm-hmm. Hey, Orban, what's your question for us?
Okay, I would like to ask, this is a famous person, Johnny Cash. A lot of people know a little bit about Johnny Cash. Even Greg Laurie wrote a book about him recently, but I would like to know if you can answer the question, what was Johnny Cash's M.O. in the military, his modus operandi?
Johnny Cash was in the military?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was news to me, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I knew, you know, everybody
now,
knows
which
Elvis
branch?
Was.
The brig?
Yeah, because he had a rough life before he became a Christian, didn't he?
Right.
I don't know the answer to this.
I have no idea what Johnny Cash's M.O. was in the military.
Although you are honoring Johnny Cash with your
dressed
tire.
In black.
Yeah.
I do the best I can.
I'm going to guess and say he was a truck driver. I'm just guessing.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Final guess.
Okay. Now, I hadn't verified this, so grade me on the curve if I'm wrong, but this is what I've heard. Johnny Cash's M.O. in the military was, I just gave you a clue when you first clicked me on today, his M.O. was running Morse code for the radio service for the military.
Interesting.
Oh. Hmm.
Wait, now, he would have served, that would have been in the 50s then?
Or I think so.
Okay, and they were using Morse code.
Was very efficient in that. He actually did Secret Service type stuff running Morse code because he was so efficient at doing it. That's what I've heard.
Really?
Okay. Wow.
Hey, I'm going to tell you guys a true story. I'll try to tell it quickly, Orban and the professors. So I was fishing with my dear friend, who is about 20 years older than me, Leonard, and we were out on the lake, and the battery goes dead on the motor. And I mean, we're just out in the middle of the lake, and it's like, with this little paddle, it's going to take us a couple of days to get back to shore. And Leonard, who had been in the military and was older, he reached over on the horn and honked something short and long. And just a little bit, hear a boat half mile away come speeding toward us, because you can hear on the water from far off. And somebody showed up, and I said, how did you know to show up? Oh, I heard the SOS. And that's what my friend had put a SOS out using the horn. So these military types and the things, the Survival techniques from years ago, they still work.
Hey, listen, Orban, you're right. I was reading about this. Johnny Cash rose to the rank of staff sergeant and became a crack Morse code operator.
Wow.
In a security service unit because he showed such skill at deciphering Morse code. He was put in a prominent seat at the Landsberg Post to listen in on Soviet communications.
Wow. The man in black.
That's how he wrote a lot of songs about that, too.
Yeah.
If you remember.
He'd be listening at Morse code and say, come here, June, honey. Listen to what these Ruskies are saying.
All right.
Orban, thank you, and have a good weekend, brother, and a blessed new year.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Repeat questions, please.
All right, here are my three. The word taser is actually an acronym. What do the letters stand for in the word, in the acronym taser? And yes, I'm talking about the thing when you get tased. Second question, a clouder, a glaring, or a kindle are names for a group of what kind of animals? A clouder, glaring, or kindle?
That's deep into the world of animal kingdom right
yes,
there, my friend.
It is.
I mean,
that's two
in the morning animal kingdom right there. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do know what you're saying. All right, my third question. What is the literal meaning of the Italian word linguini?
Literal meaning.
Literal meaning. What does it mean?
Here's what I've got. First question, what is the name now of the city in India formerly known as Bombay? What is the name now of the city in India formerly known as Bombay? Second question, how many of Job's friends comforted him?
Mm-hmm.
How many of Job's so-called friends so-called comforted him? Then the third question, I'll add a new one. Who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies? Which actor played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies?
All right, my three questions. Number one, what goes up and down but never moves? These are my riddles. Number two, how is Europe like a frying pan? How is Europe like a frying pan? Number three, pay attention. How can you throw a ball as hard as you can to only have it come back to you even if it doesn't bounce off anything? How is that possible? Everybody got that question?
Yes.
I'm thinking back to your other one. Come here, Lieutenant Colonel. The Russians are wondering how Europe is like a frying pan. I know this is code for something, and I'm going to break it.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's our phone number if you want to call in and be on the show. And we have an 8-week waiting period between calls, okay? 888-589-8840 is our phone number. 888-589-8840. You want to?
That's if you get on the show.
Yes, sir. That's how to get on the program. Call that number.
No, I mean, if you 8 weeks, if you've gotten on the show.
Yes, sir.
If you call and don't get on, you don't have to wait another 8 weeks.
You're correct, sir.
Yes.
To borrow from Ed McMahon.
Yes. Oh. Oh, oh.
That was a little bit of a Saint Nick, Fred McMahon, Ed McMahon hybrid. There.
I do my best when trying to go back that far.
And there was there a Fred McMahon too? That name comes to mind.
Fred McMurray. Yeah.
Who did Professor Riding in a Car in the Clouds?
Yeah.
Movie. What was that?
Yeah, that was
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No, it was another
Car in the Clouds.
Flubber. Huh? Was it Flubber?
What Flubber? No, it was.
Yeah,
it was something about a professor. He's in a car and he's flying in the clouds, but it had
because of Flubber, the stuff he invented.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the stuff.
I apologize. I thought you meant the movie's name was that. The movie's name was something having to do with.
I thought Flubber was that little dolphin that came up. Flubber, Flubber.
I'll tell you what.
The level. Throw a little fish out there to Flubber, and he goes save the day.
I don't even think rabbits can take our trail.
Flubber, Timmy's in a well. Go get help.
Where's Haji?
Where's Haji when you need him? There's got to be an app for this.
That was good. Flubber.
Flubber. So Flubber.
I think that's why the car would fly.
But Fred McMurray he was a My Three Sons guy, right?
I think
yes,
you're right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, but what was it? Hold on, this is driving me crazy.
Brent's looking it up.
All right, go ahead.
Fred
go
McMurray.
I guess going to the next call and we'll get the answer.
We will get the answer to folks. Yeah,
because everybody's hanging with
you. Was it the absent-minded professor?
There was an absent-minded professor.
Was that it? Was that the show I'm talking about?
He was really? Also in that one, I think.
Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
This car.
Right.
This car that he's in and it's going through the clouds. It's a car that flies.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really? I'm glad you guys were able to see it.
And what were you doing during those years, JJ? It caused you to miss this.
He was doing Johnny Cash
imitations. What's your testimony?
I was working on my testimony. While playing Risk.
Okay. Right.
All right.
We were playing Monopoly.
Go ahead.
All right. Let's go to Kansas, and Joyce is on the line. Joyce, welcome to Trivia Friday, such as it is.
It was absent-minded professor.
Absent-minded professor.
Okay, good.
With the car?
No, yeah, that's the name of the movie I'm talking about.
All right. I don't know the answer to that question.
Hey, Joyce, is your year getting off to a good start?
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
We've got a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
Absolutely.
Well, do you want to ask or answer, dear?
I want to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
I feel confident about JJ's question about Job's quote-unquote friends.
Okay, here's the question. How many of Job's friends comforted him?
Three.
You're exactly right.
All right. Three comforted him?
From Job 2:11, and Ed's going to know the names better than me, but Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar?
Yes, I think that's right.
Okay.
And one of them actually played in the original movie Flubber.
Yeah.
Hey, Job's wife was a real encouragement to him too.
She was an encouragement. Yeah, so-called friends.
Yeah.
Hey Joyce, you got that right. Yeah. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, by
us?
The way.
Oh,
since
that's
she
right.
got that correct. Mm-hmm. Joyce, have you ever won a Learning University t-shirt?
This is my first time to get on. I've tried many times, but my first time to get on.
Well, you are living right because you have also won a t-shirt. Now, this is a t-shirt that has been won by two other people who had previously won, and they said, I want to donate it to the next person that answers a question correctly. So you get a free Learning University t-shirt. First time you got on. How do you like that?
I love it.
Joyce, you know how when you go to a family reunion and somebody says, you see that person over there? That's my second cousin twice removed. I'm not sure what twice removed exactly means, but I think it just happened with this shirt, and you are the one to benefit from
it. Well, I can tell you that this actual t-shirt has been worn twice and removed twice.
No, it hasn't.
No, this is a brand new t-shirt, mm-hmm. so when we get through with you on the radio, do not hang up because we will put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will send you a free Learning University t-shirt, courtesy of two additional callers who have won it earlier in the show.
Well, I thank you all.
Yes, ma'am. What's your question for us, Joyce?
Okay, the Kansas City Chiefs have a mascot called Casey Wolf. Do you know his real name?
You mean the person?
And do you know the book he wrote?
The Kansas City Chiefs professional football team has a mascot, right?
Casey Wolf.
Casey Wolf. So you're talking about the person who plays the part of that mascot.
Right.
I have absolutely no idea. Do you guys have a clue?
Tim's our sports expert.
Yeah, but this is an odd, it's almost not a sports question.
Mascot question.
Mascot question for Chiefs.
He's in the Mascot Hall of Fame, by the way.
Wow, I didn't even know there was a Mascot Hall of Fame.
It's not an Indian, right?
No. Casey Wolf. He's a wolf.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's. I'm curious now. We don't know the answer, Joyce. What's the answer?
Dan Mears, M-E-E-R-S.
And what's the name of his book?
The name of his book is Wolves Can't Fly. It's about his faith, family, and fur.
I like that. Faith, family, and fur. Now, Wolves Can't Fly, that's a catchy title. I've got a friend who said if he ever wrote a book, he was going to name it Jesus Never Wore a Hat. And I said, what's it going to be about? And he said, I don't know. But he said, that ought to be something to make somebody want to pick it up and buy the book and read it, whatever it's about. Yeah. So Wolves Can't Fly, I put that in the same category.
So the mascot for the Kansas City Chiefs is not an Indian?
No, it is a wolf.
A wolf.
Interesting. Huh.
That is interesting.
Joyce, thank you.
Has it always been that way, Joyce, or was it an Indian one time?
I think it's always been that way because Dan Mears has been the mascot for many, many years. He came and spoke in Marysville, and he has a wonderful testimony.
Mm. All right. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Well, hey, Joyce, I enjoyed speaking in Marysville about five or ten years ago, and what a wonderful community you have there.
The KC Wolf. I'm looking at it right now on the internet.
Oh, we met, Joyce?
Yes, we did. Well, you gave me a hug.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Well, that was a wonderful night, a packed auditorium, and everybody was just so nice.
Hey, are you still charging for hugs, or did you quit that?
Well, I had to quit after I got married. Shut down the kissing booth. Down charging for the hugs.
You were at $2 a hug, I think, at one time. I don't know how high.
Hey, I'm from the South. Okay. I hug necks, shake hands, and love meeting our listeners.
All right.
Hey, Joyce, hang on. We're going to put you on hold, okay? And congratulations, and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Joyce.
You're listening
Sweet
to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
I'm Dean Wildman with Professors Vitagliano and Jasper here, and we're helped to do what? Why are we here, Ed? What's our mission statement?
Oh, Tim, we delight in making people smarter, betterer, and awesomer.
Yes, we do, Ed.
Yes.
We delight
in that.
We delight in that. We delighterer.
Yes, absolutely.
Achieving those goals. Do we have a mascot here?
We need to get one.
Yeah.
I don't want a wolf, though. I already buy food for a Great Pyrenees. I'm not buying one for a wolf.
Okay, we need to come up with a mascot.
We prayed for a dog for our little ones, and we got half lab, half Great Dane. I was a little concerned about the size, and we went to pick the dog up when they gave me that little tiny saddle and bridle. That just sort of reinforced my fears.
You got a half lab, half?
Half lab, half Great Dane. Yeah, but a perfect fit for our family.
Now, is that a mix, or is like one side Great Dane and the left
side?
No,
it's a mix, okay. Right. So, but
how about for our mascot, we need to draw a caricature of your alter ego, and that guy can become our mascot.
I know a good artist that could do that.
Yeah, right there in your home, right?
Yes,
that's right. Probably get a good price on that deal.
Hey, Sam from Virginia. Hello, Sam.
Sam, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Have you played it again recently?
No, not in a while.
Okay. All right, well, Sam, where are you calling from in Virginia, by the way?
A little town called Richlands.
Okay. Well, do you want to ask? Go ahead.
I'm about 60 miles from Bristol, Tennessee, where the racetrack is.
Right.
Been there several times. Absolutely.
Now, somebody told me it's called this Bristol, Virginia, and Bristol, Tennessee is sort of like Texarkana. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's split.
Yeah.
Sam, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I just want to answer.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the up and down, don't move.
What goes up and down but never moves, Sam?
The temperature?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, I remember that one now.
The temperature, absolutely. The what goes up and down that never moves, but never moves? Sam is correct. It's the temperature.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, which station are you listening to? Do you know?
It's 90.1 on the radio, but I don't know which station it is.
And you say you're six? Go ahead.
It's out of Princeton, West Virginia, I believe.
Okay. I was trying to think because we used to have a station in Bristol, but it didn't go out too far. And you're 60 miles north there. I was just trying to figure out which of our stations you're listening to. Well, Sam, brother, you have a great day, man.
All right, you too, partner.
Okay, thank you for calling. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim with JJ and Ed, we thank you for listening and for calling. If you want to follow us on the internet, go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show there and also engage with other folks who are listening to us. And we thank every one of you who listen to American Family Radio. Actually, internationally, we have a lot of listeners we've discovered that listen to us around the world, not just in the good old U.S. of A.
My understanding is throughout our solar system.
Really? We reach the solar system now?
People can, those signals go out and they just keep going out.
It's kind of intimidating.
Speaking of which, I want to know, here's the deal. If they do discover life on other planets, what is going to happen to the Miss Universe pageant? Because they say Miss Universe, and you got a lady who plays a piano or is a ventriloquist. When somebody comes in here with a death ray, or they can do some things, and they're saying, really? Really, this is Miss Universe? And this is all you got? You got a hand puppet, and you're doing a tap dance, and this is all you bring from the entire universe?
You got a hand puppet.
They just suspended all those pageant entries who tap dance.
My wife said I can't turn it off. So sorry, guys.
All right, let's get back to the phones and save JJ.
All right, we'll go to Tennessee, and Carrie is on the line. Carrie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, fellas, professors.
Well, hello to you, Carrie, and my on my computer screen says you're a first-time caller. Is that true?
I am. I've called several times. It's just first time getting through.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Hey, where in Tennessee do you live, Carrie?
About 50 miles north of Jackson, a little town called Dresden.
Toward Milan?
It's north of Milan. It's a little town called Dresden. You ever heard of Martin?
Mm-hmm. Oh, UT Martin, yeah. Martin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've driven back and forth through there, Carrie. Recently, I've spoken in Southern Illinois about three times this past year, and I drove right through your area.
I wanted to go to Marion. I got an invitation to go up to Marion, which is kind of out of my way, but, I mean, it's a pretty good little piece here to Marion. But
right.
I get you on the Paris station and the Jackson station. Just depends on where I'm at.
Terrific.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, Carrie, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to answer the one of the
riddles.
India.
Here's the question, Carrie. What is the name now of the city in India formerly known as Bombay?
Well, as you can tell, I speak Southern American, so maybe I'll get this right, but I believe it's Mumbai.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Mumbai. Hey, Carrie.
How is it pronounced, really?
Mumbai. And it's Mumbai. And it used to be called Bombay.
What did they change it for?
Now it's, I don't know that, but there was a personal reason I included this.
I did hear, but I don't remember. I did hear why. It was on some program I was listening to on something.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it was, so that's irrelevant.
Well, my daughter and I are traveling to Mumbai in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
With India Partners. And so we're going on a media mission trip.
Excellent.
Be careful over there.
Yes, sir.
It's not a really safe place sometimes.
Well, don't say that out loud because my wife is listening to the radio and she's already a little nervous about it.
Hey, thank you, Carrie. Have a great weekend.
Was he supposed to?
I don't know if he had a question for us or not.
I think he said, I just want to answer. Well, I hope he didn't. All right, it's too late now.
All right, it's too late now. It's time to move on.
I apologize. I thought he had a question.
All right, when we get back from the break, we'll go to Larry in Arkansas, Braylon in Mississippi, and Mario in Tennessee. And you, too, can call in and be on the program by calling this phone number, 888-589-8840. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.